The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Last Friday of the longest week of the year. How about that? Summertime, summertime. Hello, folks, and welcome to a Friday Normal or Nuts edition of What's on Your Mind. When we ask you a few questions, is it normal or is it nuts? And you get a chance to weigh in on any and all issues on a free-for-all Friday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. Monday from the studios of 550K Fire in Bismarck. Other than that, by golly, we have been on the road. Tuesday, Stanley. Wednesday, Tioga. Thursday, Watford City. And today, Grand Forks, North Dakota. And the newest Shields All Sports on location. Did you know, Mr. Todd Mitchell, that Grand Forks is actually home to the very first Shields All Sports? You know, the first Shields that just sold nothing but sporting goods. Yes, a little history there. And now they've expanded, if folks are familiar with Grand Forks, the Columbia Mall is the, you know, the Kirkwood, the West Acres, the mall, right? The destination in Grand Forks. And Shields is actually located in what used to be, about a decade ago, Target. Target moved and built a super Target location, and so Shields has renovated, it's 120,000, I think, square feet of a space here. And right when you walk in the door, you see a big moose smiling. So I'll send you a picture of me and the moose. I also am looking forward to a little photo op here with a, you remember those corny little things when you were a kid? You'd go to them and there'd be a, like a cutout and you put your face in it. And, big guy in a swimsuit and a woman in a bikini, on the beach. You know what I'm talking about? You know, the little thing, you take a picture, you put your face in there. They have those here, but they're like 21st century photo ops. And one of them, you put your face into a mask of a UND goalie with the whole uniform and the whole thing, the net behind you. And have some kind of a gizmo that takes the picture. Literally, you're on the ice, in the gear, the whole deal. And then you can email it to yourself and send it to all your friends and say, look at me. So I'll send you one of those, too, if you don't mind.
There you go. For that? Perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, we're here to help Shields celebrate the opening of a brand new location. And Grand Forks, they actually don't open until tomorrow. They have a pre-opening celebration from 6 to 9 a.m., and then they open at 9. We'll find out more about that later in the show. All the fun activities that are happening here, it's really neat because Shields is a North Dakota company. They've become this iconic brand that's spread now to other parts of the country, and now Grand Forks gets what Bismarck has and Fargo has and other locations around the region have in a new Shields All Sports with lots of little fun amenities. They've really become destinations. So we'll meet the store leader and a little later on the program. The only other guest we have on the show today is actually a follow-up from yesterday's program. Somebody called the show, and Todd and I, we can't answer every question, right? We try as we might. People call and say, I want to know. And so we call on the experts, and the question was, does the unemployment rate on Indian reservations in North Dakota factor into the overall unemployment rate? Don't know. So we actually called up Job Service, and we have the Labor Market Information Manager Michael Zisch, who's going to join us on the program today to talk about what leads to the unemployment rate factor and also just the overall job market in the state. So that'll be next hour as well. So look forward to that. In the meantime, thanks to the good folks in Watford City. I had a great time at the Centennial, had a great lunch after, saw the movie Cowboys and Crude. It was really a phenomenal movie. In fact, we're going to have to invite the producer on, who is a product of Watford City. He lives down in the Twin Cities now, but has won Emmys and done a lot of different, done a lot of great documentaries. And they had a special showing of that yesterday, which was really, really good. So, really, if you get a chance, take in all the events that go today, the parade and all-school reunion, and there's just so many things to take in. Great entertainment up in Watford City. Also to the good folks in Tioga for that million-barrel celebration. North Dakota Petroleum Council, our sponsor for today's program, and put on a great celebration there along with Kathy Nesset and the team. So really appreciate that as well. A lot of fun. And the good folks in Stanley, who held us on Tuesday, hosted us on Tuesday out there at Frontier, that new development, which is just on the west edge of Stanley, north of Highway 2 there, just directly across from Cashwise. So it was a good week, and Grand Forks today. And now we get to put a cherry on top, because it's a Friday, and find out what is on your mind today on the program. Here's how you join us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Two topics that are carryover from yesterday that are on my mind. One is someone called the show and wanted us to ask a question of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who joined us yesterday, about student loan forgiveness. And that prompted a number of calls from other folks who said, you know, that's a bad idea. Is the idea of some form of student loan forgiveness normal or nuts? I want to know your take on that today on the program. There is a federal program that President Obama was talking about yesterday in his visit to Minneapolis, in which I think students pay 10% of their discretionary income for 20 years. So in other words, they restructure the loan. You spend 10, and by the way, how do you define discretionary income as a college graduate, Todd? How would you, so would it be like, okay, I need my beer budget, I need my fast food budget, I don't know, you know.
There's rent, there's utilities, you know, the phone, and blah, blah, blah. And discretionary income generally is in the negative numbers by that point when you're first out of college. At least that was my experience.
Right, and not to mention, I wonder who does the definition of what's discretionary and what's not. But anyway, that's so. In theory, the program works like this. And the president recently, by executive order, had said, "Hey, Mr. Education Secretary, keep this going." And basically, so it's 10% of discretionary income. That's what you pay against your student loan for 20 years, and then whatever's left after 20 years, they forgive it. So they basically restructure the whole loan. But the caller had said, I believe, had a child that she thought had been burdened with too much debt and said, really, I'd like to know what Senator Heidi Heitkamp thinks about that. Others called and said, hey, that's a terrible idea. You know, if a student goes out and gets a loan for a college education, then they ought to be responsible for what they contractually agreed to, and there ought not be a forgiveness. So is the idea of forgiveness normal, as some suggest, in this case a caller to the program and a parent and also the president who's pushing this, or is it, as other callers have suggested, a nuts? I thought that was a decent normal or nuts question. And so we'll ask you to answer that today by calling us at 800-228-0550. Also, we spent some time talking about what Senator Heitkamp seemed warm to. You tell me if I'm wrong, Todd. The idea of inviting other members of Congress to hear it. In her case, it would be Democratic colleagues. She thought it a very good idea. We can put it in front of Senator Hoban and Congressman Kramer as well, who previously has brought, you know, leaders here, as all of them have. To the state, but maybe some real concentrated effort to say, maybe a event, maybe we're capital for a day, I don't know. But my theory, and I'm asking you if this is normal or nuts, my theory was the more members of Congress see what's working in North Dakota to provide the fastest job growth, the fastest growing economy, the lowest unemployment, maybe the policies would rub off and we could reverse the trends on the national level that are not going so well. So that was the theory behind it. Normal or nuts idea. Some of you liked it. Some of you didn't like it yesterday on the program. So want to know your take on that. Have you seen the new license plates?
Yeah.
The new design? I detect from your that you maybe don't like it.
I'm not real excited about it. It's not like you're going to be able to read Peace Garden State from a couple of car lengths back, but I do realize they got to get the equipment replaced at the penitentiary, and you don't have to stamp them on the way you used to with the raised letters anymore. Most states don't even do that anymore. Why are we? We don't need to. But I have to admit, is it something that's that legible from a normal license plate reading distance? I kind of wonder about that.
I kind of like them, but you tell me whether they're normal or not. So let's get to some calls here. Bob and Bismarck, first to go on a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hello, Bob. Take it away.
Yes, good morning. I got something really bugging me this morning. And what it is,
let's have it.
I have a friend of mine who helps people with housing, low-income housing. And she told me the other day that this woman who is getting free rent from all of us buys a $30,000 car and pays close to $500 a month, but gets free housing. I just don't get it.
So your point is something. So that's kind of goes to my question on how do you go about determining student loan forgiveness and what's discretionary income. So in that case, obviously somebody's not, you know, something's amiss in saying that she's in need of it, right?
Right. I mean, if she can afford a $400, $500 payment on a brand new car, why can't she afford getting an apartment on her own instead of us taxpayers paying her really to stay where she's at? And she has this person has a job.
You know what I wonder, Bob? I wonder how we, go about, for lack of a better term, sort of due diligence on requests like that for low-income housing, and then sort of checking. Now we don't know. I don't know. Maybe she, a rich uncle died and left her a truck. You know, I guess you're assuming that she's gone out and bought a new truck and paying for the truck. But it's a good question. And Bob's frosted about it. Are you? Let us know. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? Normal or Nuts edition of the program. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd Mitchell. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about the good work they do at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, including $30 billion in economic impact from that industry. You'll find out more details about that, or the 60,000 jobs that are out there, or the energy security that those efforts provide. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. By the way, also details about the big Cookfest that are coming up. Big celebration in Tioga this week, which was a lot of fun, but there's a couple more of those yet to come this summer, so get those dates on your calendar. Okay, so Bob in Bismarck a little ticked off about the low-income housing threshold and the particular case on that. Anybody else has any additional information on it? I always hesitate to, you know, in other words, he had somebody that knew somebody, it sounded like, that was aware of this situation. And, you know, do you know? You know what I mean? First of all, setting that particular situation aside, I would like to know, how is it determined when someone is eligible for low-income housing? All right? Because you hope people that are truly in need are the ones that get it, and there are not folks that abuse the system, and that we have systems in place to do that. But, you know, stories like he's talking about, if true, really do frost you. So I'd like to know the process. On the other hand, it's, you know, my view can be a little bit dangerous to assume the person's driving a brand-new truck and they're getting a free house on me. That's ridiculous. Because do you really know? Do you really know what their situation is? But anyway, if there's others that know more to answer his question, welcome it, as we always do. Tyler, North Fargo, you're up next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi there, Scott, and thanks for taking the call. I want to talk about the Obama student loan situation. I paid off my student loans. I paid off my wife's student loans. And now apparently, you know, after 20 years, as you explained, they'd be forgiven. Is that what we understand?
Well, yeah, the president's plan is basically you whatever your loan is today, you go in and say, okay, I'm only going to pay 10% of my discretionary income towards that loan. I'll do it for 20 years, and then whatever I still owe of the total amount due after 20 years, then it's forgiven. That's his plan.
Okay. Well, you know, pardon the sarcasm, but, you know, I'd like to load up about a dozen credit cards and roll the balance back and forth, buy a house that's too big for me to accommodate, and then make second mortgages on it to keep it. And then after 20 years, they can forgive everything. How does that sound?
No, I hear you. I mean, and again, I don't know. I don't know what kind of message that sends to students we're sending out into the world, too, that, you know, you can sign the dotted line and be obligated for something, and then there'll be a bailout.
Well, yeah, you don't want to miss any spring breaks, and you might as well go overseas at any cost, because the taxpayers are going to suck it up. You know that's coming.
So we're putting you in the idea of student loans and forgiveness is absolutely nuts.
Anything worth working for is worth having. And so, yeah, there's a book and study curve, you know, that has to be worked for. But, you know, the money end, they can work for that if they're actually going to achieve something. So, yeah.
I guess the housing situation, the idea is, okay, well, we have the housing bubble and people were given loans that they shouldn't have been given. I would argue, again, in that case, there's a certain amount of personal responsibility in that. It obviously led to a significant economic impact. And so, there were plans put in place to restructure loans and different things. And now student loans, same thing. I would also like a conversation, Tyler, on how much does higher education own of this? Costs keep going up,
Green light, isn't it? I mean, there's... don't get me going. I watched Chapman build that place in Fargo. I just couldn't believe it. And now we can't get a hold of Chapman for accountability, but we're mailing him his retirement. Really?
Tyler, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. Student loan forgiveness, normal or nuts? New license plate? You like the look? Or is it nuts? You know, moving Washington, D.C., and all the members of Congress here for a few days? Normal or nuts? Just a few of the things we're chatting about today. Whatever's on your mind. It's a free-for-all Friday. James in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. What's on my mind is we're basically a week away from the 4th of July, and there's a lot of bad stuff going on. We could talk all day about Obama and, well, all kinds of people that have done rotten stuff. But the 4th of July, we're all Americans, and I think before we straighten out ourselves locally, or state-wise, or national-wise, we got to realize we're Americans, and we got to get America back on track. I come from a family of military. My great-grandpa was in World War One. He came back after 1.5 months, and he died because he was sprayed by mustard gas from the Germans. My grandpa, his son, was in World War Two in the European theater. His tank stopped. He thought he'd get out of the tank and try to get it going. And he was shot in the belt buckle by a German. His pants fell to the ground. Needless to say, he must have said a couple words, but he ended up in an infirmary, came back. The Lawries didn't have the greatest luck in the military, but we always joined, and we were patriotic. My dad was in Vietnam, and I joined in 88 in the Army, and I wasn't there long either because I was in a vehicle that got flipped end over end, landed on top of a... started on fire, and my leg was broken so bad I was in a hospital for 1.5 months and had to learn how to walk again. But when I see the 4th of July and fireworks go off, it's got tears in my eyes for the men and the women that are over there now and always have been to make things the way you see them right now in Fargo, Moorhead, Minnesota, Iowa, Texas, all over America. We've got it damn good. And there's people out there that took an ASVAB test, stood in a line, taking a physical, just so you could have it good and to make life cool and peaceful over here. And if we think about them people now, it's the 4th of July coming. Let's have a whole week's worth of 4th of July celebration and get America back on track. There's people that stick their neck out for America, and then there's people that sit on their front porch in a yellow lawn chair, drinking better beer than I got, and they're not doing nothing. But think of yourself as American, and America is great. We are strong, and we can make it, and we can get back on track.
Boy, James, you got me ready to, you know, climb the mountain. I mean, well said, and I think a very, very appropriate reminder. We are a week away and where we ought to focus. What would be the first thing that you think would get America back?
What's top on the list? Plug line or whatever you call it, faith, family, and free enterprise, God. We've got to have faith. You've got to have faith in God. And if you're voting for gay marriage and things that are just not moral, not of God, you got to start there. God's going to say, you know what? You want to do it your way? Okay, I'm not helping no more. And you got to start with faith. And you got to start with family, your own neighborhood, your own exact family, then go to your state, then go to your nation, I guess. It's easier said than done. But if you don't have faith, you don't have nothing.
Appreciate the comments very much, James. Today, suggesting, you know, hey, a week from 4th of July, let's return to a sense of patriotism. Thank you also for your service to this country and your family as well. Inspiring. Others agree with James, disagree. What do you think? Thought a little bit about this. I was watching the reaction to the soccer tournament, the World Cup, too. Let's talk about it. TJ, you're next when we come back.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. us from the freeze-dry guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Before the top of the hour, this is What's On Your Mind, Friday Normal or Nuts edition. Your chance to tell us what's normal, what's nuts. Weigh in on the news of the day at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So while I was listening to the caller talk about the fact we're a week away from 4th of July and we have to return to a sense of patriotism in this country, and I sort of got what he was saying is getting away from the sort of, things are going bad or things are tough here, but let's remember we're Americans and rally together. I was thinking about the incredible amount of patriotism, which I think is a fair description, on display, and really just enthusiasm towards the World Cup events. You know, the gatherings that are happening here, the gatherings in Brazil, I mean, just there's a euphoria there. And, there's a part of me that was watching that going, okay, we just came off an election with a really low turnout, right? And when are we going to get that level of enthusiasm and support for what shapes where this country is going? In other words, I'm not taking away anything from anybody who is a big soccer fan and loves it. That's great. That's fantastic. Or, the World Series or the Super Bowl or anything else. But do we have our priorities a little out of whack when we are, just in a state of, euphoria and all in for World Cup soccer and it's ho-hum when it comes time to vote? Maybe I'm nuts, but that's what's on my mind. TJ in Bismarck. I want to weigh in on the student loan question. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, TJ, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Scott. I vote nuts. How are you?
On what front? The student loan thing?
Well, the president in general, but yeah, the student loan thing. In my mind, that's just the latest iteration of entitlement mentality, is that a person can go out and rack up as much debt as they want, and then they're not going to be responsible for it. For example, if I went down to our local Ferrari dealership and said, give me a car for $100,000 and write me a note for it, and I'll pay you as much as I can afford for as long as I can afford it, and then at the end of it, you're going to have to just forgive it all, they would look at you like you're nuts. And that's how we should be looking at this president and his silly ideas that he has like this, because when it boils down to it, you and I are going to end up paying for it. And I agree that our cost for higher education is spiraling way out of control. And I think there needs to be a market correction on that by, people that realize that I can't go out and, rack up $150,000 in debt for, a degree in social work or a degree in art or something like that and expect to be able to recoup that and to pay it back. That's ridiculous. And it's nuts, in my opinion.
You tied this, TJ, to an entitlement mentality. Do you think that's what underlies those that do want student loan forgiveness? Do you think this is let's entitle?
Absolutely. They're learning it at the Institute of Higher Education. They're teaching them an entitlement mentality that you can just go out and do what you want just by the example that they're setting by how much you have to pay for their silly piece of paper. You don't need that piece of paper unless you're going into some sort of professional career like a doctor where you need a specific set of skills. There's a lot of work out here right now that doesn't take a college degree to do it, and you can make a lot of money doing it. All it takes is some hard work and a go-getter attitude. So I don't buy their concept that you have to have their piece of paper in order to make a good wage. I think that's ridiculous. I think they're teaching the wrong set of values and the wrong type of mentality. And I'm calling it an entitlement mentality because that's what it is. It's an entitlement mentality.
All right, TJ, you gave us a lot to chew on there, even questioning the quest that I've got to have that, I've got to have, as you call it, the piece of paper. I've got to have that degree. Appreciate the call. We'll see if others agree disagree with you on the program. Thanks for listening. Thanks for weighing in. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Les in Bismarck next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Les.
Hey, I guess I have a different thought on the student loan thing. I've got a couple of kids that got advanced degrees with a great deal of student loan, and they have no intentions of having them forgiven, and I repaid my own. And I think there's value in having skin in the game, that they should pay their debt. My problem is when inflation on the higher education is averaged 15% over the 10 years, and the rest of the nation is averaging 3 to 4%, and my biggest grief is when mortgages were 2 and 3% and student loans are 7% and 7.5%, I got an idea. Let's not forgive anything, because I've never seen a government program put something out 20 years and not modify it before we get there. Well, how about we just make those interest rates reasonable? I think that'd be more than fair. Then the kids can pay it off at a reasonable rate. I have no idea why they're at 7%, 8%. That's ridiculous.
That's a very good point on the rate, without question, when you talk about, yes, did we lose Les? We did. All right, Les, appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228-0550. So no forgiveness, just lower the rate. Another nuance on it. John Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind on this topic. And questions, comments on this topic or others, welcome today at 800-228-0550 on a Normal or Nuts Friday edition of the program. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I would gladly give, they say the average student after he graduates is $33,000. I'd gladly give $33,000 for that so-called extra $1 million in a lifetime paying. I think that'd be a pretty good deal. And as far as his high tuition goes, well, how come now these out-of-staters get in-state tuition? If they wouldn't, they could lower the tuitions and stuff for these in-state people. I think that would make a lot of difference, too.
Yeah, of course, we have reciprocity, so,
that's a different deal, reciprocity, but how many people, like California, we got reciprocity with California?
I don't know which states there are. I don't think California, no. There are states
in California going to school here, I'll bet you.
Right, but they would pay out-of-state tuition then, right?
No, but I'll bet you a lot of them don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think all of those issues ought to be on the table, because I think that's one of the reasons that student loan debt is as high as it is.
Like I said.
But on the other hand, let's just say, go ahead.
I would gladly pay $33,000 for that extra $1 million in a lifetime pay, wouldn't you? I wouldn't complain about paying that back.
You're saying the value is there.
Well, I'm saying they say the average student, when he graduates from college, owes $33,000. They say for a college diploma, you get an extra $1 million over a person who doesn't. I'm saying I'd gladly pay that $33,000 for that $1 million.
Yeah, and there ought not be forgiveness, is what you're saying.
Right. Without forgiveness.
Got it, John, and decent math there, too. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Ed Minot, next to go on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, everyone. We can start getting this country back on track right now, today and in November, just by voting in the elections. We can. Obama's got 3 years left, but we could probably shorten up his some of his ideas if we get enough people in November to vote and counteract him. We can do it now. We'll have to wait 3 years.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, what you're talking about is the Senate going back in Republican hands and stopping Harry Reid. Obviously, North Dakotans aren't going to get a chance to do that. But do you, just in general, am I crazy when I see this mob-like insanity towards the World Cup of USA, USA, everywhere around the world, all across the United States, just fired up? And God bless the soccer fans, that's great. But I sit there and go, where's that level of passion for the future of this country, let alone a soccer match?
Yeah. Let's have you lead it. We'd be a lot better off. We'd be down the road smiling. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, Ed. Take care. Good to talk to you. Joe in Mandan. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, with the student loan deal, I think that interest rate has to come down. There's no reason these kids need to be paying 6, 7, 8% interest when you can go borrow a couple hundred thousand for cheaper money than that. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. We got all this extra money in the state, and these kids are paying these high interest rates. And then when they don't make their payment or whatever, that interest compounds and it turns into principal, and then they're paying interest on the compounded principal. So I think that's the number one thing that needs to be done, is those interest rates need to be lowered for those kids.
You know, the Bank of North Dakota is obviously a major player when it comes to student loans, and what we'll do is maybe have some folks come on and talk a little bit about the interest rates, where they are, how that compares to other loans out there. I'd be interested to know. I mean, do they have a higher because there's a high rate?
I don't see a reason why these interest rates have to be so high. I mean,
what were your student loans at? Or do you have kids now that have student loans, Joe?
My student loans were at like 6.8%. You know, and I ended up paying them off. But that was about 4 years ago.
Oh. Still a little bit higher than what mortgage rates would be at that point.
Yeah,
you know, and obviously you don't have the security necessarily in a student loan that you would have in a home, so there's going to be a difference there. I don't know what the default rate is. I don't know what factors in what the number is, so that's why we should ask an expert, and we will.
Yeah, it'd be real interesting to know why those rates are so high. So.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Pat and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I was listening about student loan, and I'm amazed that nobody says anything. I mean, personally, I don't care to pay and help for people that are, you know, from North Dakota or the United States. What about these people that come into this country and we educate them? We know darn well they leave, and they don't pay nothing back. And loans and grants that they get.
So what are you talking about? Like, are you talking about like an illegal immigrant accessing a student loan program and education? Is that what you're talking about?
Illegal or, you know, just foreign people. I mean, I don't believe that. I believe they take advantage of any of these programs that are available to us. I don't think they pay any of that back when they leave.
I'm not sure that that an illegal immigrant wouldn't have to provide documentation that would. I hope that illegal immigrants are not able to access student loans. I think the burden, as I recall, on the education system that we ought to be most concerned about would be K through 12, where they have to take them, and there would be costs there. But a college one, I would think, and obviously anybody that's giving a loan is going to say, okay, where are you? I don't think that the problem you're describing is hopefully as bad as you think it is, because there will be checks and balances in the system. But if others know different, let me know. Mary Bismarck, get you in quick here before the break. Just a quick 15-second comment, Mary.
I think there should be a certain amount of forgiveness, because I remember back in the day, people, friends who went into nursing, if they stayed in the state of North Dakota and worked for so many years, they got X percent forgiven. I agree with the guy.
That's a little bit of a different deal, though, right? Appreciate the call, Mary. We'll keep this going. Guests coming up, too. Don't go away.
Flames, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Emailer says, I was in college for 4.5 years, paid off my loans in 4.5 years by working 3 jobs. I got a job in my field this month, starting my 18th year here. There were many students that took out every loan they could and left owing $30,000 plus. So I think that emailer is saying, hey, you know, be responsible. The caller, Mary, before the break, sorry we didn't have more time for Mary, and she's gone. I wanted to finish, but Mary was essentially saying, you know, some form of forgiveness, not a bad idea. First one to suggest that today on the program, although I think what she was talking about is something specifically tied to an agreement that says, here's the loan, and by the way, we'll forgive some of this loan if you, for instance, remain a nurse or a doctor in North Dakota. That, to me, is a different deal. What we're talking about is, you know, people that signed an agreement and now,
you know, some are advocating on their behalf for forgiveness. Normal or nuts idea, your chance to weigh in. Lots of folks waiting to do that. We are at Shields All Sports today, and we're getting a little sneak peek, giving you a little sneak peek on the radio of the latest Shields All Sports location, this one in Grand Forks. And Jason Heinz, who's the manager, the store leader, rather, here at Shields, joins us to talk a little bit about a momentous occasion for the Northern Red River Valley in the opening of an all-new Shields All Sports. Jason, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you. We're excited.
Congratulations. Tomorrow's the day, right?
Tomorrow's the day.
How many years in the planning here?
Well, it's been about three, so it's finally nice to see everything kind of coming to fruition and get the doors opened up for our customers again.
All right. I know the community is itching to get in here, and you have a little pre-celebration tomorrow between 6 and 9 a.m., giving away a bunch of gift cards. Correct. And all kinds of fun, a little food drive. I have a neat deal. If you bring a can of food, they're going to give you a chance to be one of the first 10 people in the store.
Correct.
And they'll have things for like the first 500 or 1,000 people that that come, so it should be a lot of fun. And then the actual door opening at 9. But for folks that are itching to see it, let's give them a little virtual tour of this Shields location.
Sure. Well, the building itself is about three times larger than the old location, so obviously it affords us a lot more room to spread out the product. It's a larger product mix, so there's going to be more things for all of our customers that we're used to. Our old store, there's going to be a lot more choices, but we've also added a bunch of different attractions from the deli, which serves an outstanding lunch, breakfast, and dinner. We've got the small bowling alley. It's called Rollerball, but it's, you know, basically a handheld size bowling ball that you can bowl. There's a bunch of different photo opportunities throughout the store. Shooting gallery, sports simulators, it's fantastic.
It really is. That, by the way, the UND goalie, I was trying to explain earlier, it's not like, you know, when you're a kid, you stick your face in a little hole and, you know, take a corny picture. This actually looks like you're on the ice.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Basically, there's a picture opportunity where it's a goalie fully dressed, so 3D, you put your face in behind the goalie mask, and it looks like you're sitting at the goaltender's box down in, at the Ralph, actually.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And Shields has sort of pioneered this, idea of, we'll sell you great apparel or tennis shoes or sporting goods or a gun or whatever, but we're also going to give you a destination. I mean, talk about the Shields magic.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, obviously, if we can get customers to spend time in our stores, they're going to see more of the product that we're able to display, and hopefully they put some of that in their shopping cart and it eventually ends up at the register. So we give them a place to go, spend some time with their family, and we know that they're going to buy stuff too.
Do you have an idea of how long people spend in the store? I mean, and able to compare that? Are there stats for things like that?
I'm not aware of that. I'm assuming that's probably something exists, but I don't have those.
And I'm guessing the longer they stay, the more they buy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pretty fun. Well, this is really a neat destination and a lot of unique things here. For folks, obviously, Shields All Sports is a brand that's expanding, and it's neat that another North Dakota community has one of these signature stores.
Yeah, it's great. I think this community is certainly ready for it. We had outgrown our space at the old store, and this is going to be great.
Sounds good. Jason, thanks for hosting us today and giving listeners a little sneak peek, and have a great opening tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
All right, so 6 to 9, the pre-celebration. Doors open at 9, and you're open how late?
We're open until 9 on Saturday.
All right, sounds good. Good to see you. Thank you. Jason Heitz, who's the store leader here at the Shields All Sports in Grand Forks. Brand new location, newest Shields, opening tomorrow. Hope folks in and around this area take it all in. Should be a lot of fun. All right, let's get back to the phones here, and let's see who is next on the program on the student loan question. Betty in the Bakken. Let's go to Betty in the Bakken. That could be a handle, like a CB handle. Betty, how are you?
Fine. Real good. I was just calling.
What's on your mind today, Betty?
In regards to Mary, she was just on a little bit ago, and she touched on incentives. And I'm totally against any, write-downs of any sort, but I do believe that if there's a need in North Dakota, such as teaching, they should offer incentives. You know, if you stick around and you teach for 4 years or whatever, you will be reimbursed for whatever.
But that's different. That's a contractual opportunity that you say, hey, you got a choice when you graduate.
Absolutely.
Of where you're going to practice or teach or whatever. And if you want to do that, here's one deal. And if you don't want to do that, fine, here's another deal. I agree with you. That's very different than the idea of you agreed to something.
I don't believe that you should hand somebody money for nothing, because a lot of these kids are getting a four-year degree, but they're taking them 6 years to get it. I have a four-year degree. It took me 3.5. I'm no Einstein. I was just very dedicated. And these kids are not dedicated these days. They are, you know, they think it's a lot of fun and games. So I guess I'm against handing them, you know, a write-down when it took them 6 years to get a four-year degree. And colleges promote that. Oh, you only need to take 12 credits. That's not enough.
Well, there's a whole other subject, too, because why do students have the debt load that they do, and why is the cost where it's at, and what is, you know, as you say, a minimum amount of credits you can take per year and the cost, and you're absolutely right. And then, meanwhile, we say, we don't need to evaluate the presidents, no big deal. Thanks, Betty. More of your calls coming up. Don't go away, friends.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.